Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio over Zoom with a couple of guests for the morning interview. Rob Jordan, who is on the part of the technical assistance team for the nonprofit Renewable Energy Alaska Project, and Katie Riley, who is the chair of Sitka's Sustainability Commission. Rob and Katie, thank you for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we're here to talk about, I feel like it's pretty big news, but I guess we'll say though it's going to be what we're here really to talk about is an opportunity for listeners to come out tonight and attend the Sitka Assembly meeting and hear about some research that, Rob, you were a big part of, a survey that all has to do with energy and renewable energy. And with that, I just want to hand it over to you, Rob, and maybe give us the background on this.
Sure. Thank you so much. And thanks for the opportunity to speak with listeners in Sitka. And also, thanks for the work you do in public radio. In the work that I do, public radio is absolutely invaluable for the way that we're able to get information out to community members. So thanks for that. My name's Rob. I work for a little nonprofit based in Anchorage called Renewable Energy Alaska Project. But the reason that I am in Sitka is I am part of a technical assistance team that that is paid for by the Department of Energy and involves four national laboratories and six regional partners spread out all over the country. And we provide direct technical assistance to remote and island communities to help them increase their energy resilience. And amazingly, of all the communities across the entire country and Puerto Rico as well, Sitka put in an application and actually received funding for technical assistance. So we've been engaging in an 18-month long project to look at Sitka's existing energy system and to assist and provide information with long-term planning for the community. And specifically the reason that we got involved was community members in Sitka and the electric department reached out to us because they had seen a rate study that had indicated that even though Sitka runs, your grid is almost entirely renewable energy, they had seen projections that with future growth, which is one of the awesome things that comes with having renewable energy, stably priced energy, and relatively low electric costs, is that you attract people and you attract business. And we were seeing that there wasn't going to be enough renewable energy to meet the demand in the future. So I wanted to figure out how to do that without firing up the great big diesel plant over on Jarvis Street. So we developed, but we also wanted to do that with an eye towards minimizing rate impacts, ratepayer impacts. And we wanted to look at the ways that we could continue to boost energy resilience and, very importantly for community members, minimize climate impacts. And then finally, what we wanted to make sure that we had was information, including data and reports that the borough, the city and borough of Sitka, could utilize to go out and get grant funding to pay for some of what we're talking about.
This is all pretty exciting. I want to talk more specifically about the study and some of the things you discovered. But before we do that, I kind of want to backtrack to what you mentioned, which is that it was sort of surprisingly enough, Sitka put in this application. And I want to draw Katie into the conversation at this point, just to find out a little bit about that piece. Like, why did Sitka put in this application? Tell us the story of how this even came about to be.
Yeah, well, I think one of the things that's really amazing about Sitka is just the number of citizens that are so passionate about addressing climate change. You know, we're here on the front lines of climate impacts in Southeast Alaska and really throughout Alaska. And the citizens of Sitka have been really stalwart defenders against climate change and really making sure that our elected officials know that it's a really important issue for us to address. So there was a lot of pressure on elected officials to kind of take action on climate change. There was The youth were a really important voice in this back in 2019 when they first were advocating for the assembly to pass a climate emergency declaration, and they achieved that. That declaration also created a task force, the Climate Action Task Force, to start thinking about how the community is really taking on this challenge of mitigating and adapting to the you know, situations, the circumstances that are created by climate change here in Sitka. And so one of the great things was our electric department has some excellent expertise in the form of Scott Elder, the utility director, and also Cord Christensen, the generation systems manager, to really look at, you know, how do we continue to be a sustainable community moving forward in terms of our energy generation capacity, especially to accommodate for that increased growth that that Rob mentioned that we attract as a community. So they are looking at, you know, what do we need in terms of generation capacity for our community to really undertake more electrification efforts, you know, and really work to decarbonize our buildings and our transportation sectors. And then the task force at the time said, you know, this is such a big topic, and we really believe that the body that is most better suited to handle it is a permanent commission. And so they advocated for the creation of the Sustainability Commission, which was just created a couple months ago and really signifies that our community is, you know, 100% invested in tackling this in the long term. This is a committed effort that we're working on together. And part of that, a big, huge part of that is actually, what are we going to do about our future energy needs? And so it's amazing that we've had this technical expertise from folks like Rob, from REAP, and also the Department of Energy, and some amazing scientists down there at the Renewable Energy Labs that are helping us tackle those questions about how we're going to, you know, be more sustainable and electrify our community going forward.
And good thing, too, that you were created, because my understanding is a big part of the next step after this survey is the Sustainability Commission will help sort of guide this work through. So let's talk just a little bit about the survey itself, Rob. Maybe just highlights what the work was, what the survey covered, and maybe just briefly touch on some of the results, if you can even go that far.
Yeah, I certainly can. So I think that there were three primary components of the report that we produced, and definitely need to give credit to my colleagues at the Pacific Northwest National Lab, who are actually here in Sitka tonight, and they will be presenting the results of this study to the assembly and to community members this evening. And it's a rare and awesome opportunity to be able to wrangle a scientist to ask questions. So I highly recommend it for you. I live in Alaska. I think my phone number and my email are pretty well known in Sitka. Anybody can call me at any point in time to chat, but definitely go talk with those scientists while you can. So what we looked at was we looked at three things. We looked at generation planning, including a renewable energy assessment. We looked at microgrid planning, and then we looked at optimization of resources for economic benefit. One of the challenges of running an electric utility is you're always this kind of neutral to fair broker. And utility directors have people come up all day long asking them, hey, what about wind? What about solar? What about wave? What about other forms of hydrokinetic? And that's all interesting to them, and it's really interesting to me. But what they're primarily focused on is how do we take the generation of electricity and distribute it to people and get it to all of our customers when we need it? And so that's why we did as much microgrid planning as we did, because Sitka has an embarrassment of natural resources. You have essentially every possible natural resource that we looked at was viable and was potentially economically viable in Sitka. The bigger question was, can we produce it and get it to people when they need it? And the answer to that was yes. Your existing grid can do that. The other things that we were concerned about is projects don't just start up and are suddenly poof, magically built. It can take 5, 10, 15. If you're talking about a brand new from scratch hydro project, it might be 40 years to get a project developed. So one of the things we also wanted to know was, is how long are you in good stead given future impacts? And what we saw was, is that your existing generation capacity can carry you for between 5 to 10 years, which is great because you're going to need that time to plan, to go after grants and to go after financing to pay for additional renewable energy generation.
We are right out of time, actually, Rob, so I'm going to have to cut you off there, even though there's plenty more to talk about, which hopefully has whetted listeners' appetites. We're going to use this last moment to just let people know that they can hear more about this survey and the project tonight. Katie, how can people learn more? What can they do?
Yeah, so you can attend the assembly meeting tonight, 6 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. The presentation will be one of the first things that's happening. It's fantastic. We had it last night at the Sustainability Commission, so I highly recommend that folks either attend in person or tune in on Raven Radio. Thank you for covering it. And you can also view the slides on the City of Sitka's website under the Sustainability Commission page, and that's cityofsitka.com/sustainabilitycommission. The packet is right there. The slides are in there so that you can view that presentation at your own leisure. But highly recommend tuning in. It's fascinating information, and we're really lucky to have it here.
Great. Thank you so much, Katie and Rob, for tuning in this morning and sharing some of this information with us.
Yeah, have a great morning. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.